into what the Fed has been investigating, which is how climate change is going to pose a risk to the economic growth of the United States. And of course, Brian, we've heard some folks say that the Fed, frankly, is stepping out of its mandate by doing this work and getting a little bit too political. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Kristen, well, only at the Federal Reserve could a paper end up being a bit of a spicy political issue here. But a working paper from a researcher at the Fed now warns that climate change could be holding back economic growth. This comes from Fed economist Michael Kiley. I want to read this to you. An increase in average temperature associated with climate change may increase the volatility of economic growth and lead to additional downside skew in year-to-year fluctuations in economic growth, as the empirical relationship between temperature and downside risk to growth is strong. Now, a lot of that is obviously academic talk, but the broad idea from the research is that there's a very strong impact of rising temperatures on the downside risk to GDP growth. So a lot of papers have explored the idea of what the impact would be of rise in temperatures to average GDP. But this is really the first paper that looks at the upside versus the downside risk, because obviously predicting GDP over the future is just that. It's a forecast. But now this paper, again, from this economist, it's not co-signed by the entire Federal Reserve, saying that it's really more tied to downside risks than upside risks. And this is a big deal when you consider that the likes of Pennsylvania Republican Pat Toomey, the highest Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, has bashed the Federal Reserve for arguably outstepping its bounds on maximum employment and price stability by looking into climate change. But of course, for the Fed's part, it's saying if this is going to be an economic issue, this falls exactly within our mandate.
I'm glad you really mentioned that, because I actually fail to see how this does not fall within the Fed's mandate. You obviously cover the Fed a lot and know it far better than I, but I thought the role of the Fed was to ensure that the U.S. economy continues to grow and to call out any potential risks to that economic growth. I mean, the White House has already come out with reports, not the current administration and not the previous administration, but definitely during the Obama years, the White House had put out several papers on climate change and actually highlighted in one of them that climate change, frankly, was one of the biggest national security risk that the United States would have to face. And one of those reasons, one of the big reasons, was right, because of its damage to the U.S. economy. So I don't really follow some of this reasoning that perhaps the Fed is getting a little bit too political here with this type of paper.
Absolutely, and worth watching as the Biden administration thinks about a possible replacement for Jerome Powell if they decide not to renominate him. But of course, issue we'll have to address later on.